Here's the response Kanani Halvorsen got from a boy in her 7th grade band when she played the didgeridoo a couple years ago.
What the heck is that? And his like jaw literally dropped. Because you wouldn't expect the sound to come out of a little tube thing like this.
The tube thing is actually not so little. Kanani is a tall girl, and the didgeridoo is a tall instrument. It comes up to her shoulders at about 5 feet. You can't exactly play any Katy Perry or Macklemore on something like this. So why is a high schooler here in Ketchikan playing this ancient Aboriginal instrument? It all started with an Australian substitute teacher in Kanani's 4th grade class at Houtling Elementary School.
He brought in his didgeridoo, and I just thought, wow, that is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Fast forward a few years. It's 6th grade, and Kanani has been playing the trombone for a year. She walks into McPherson's, a local music store, and there, on the shelf, is a didgeridoo.
It's really interesting to hear and see someone play such an intriguing thing like the didgeridoo. And it's a memory that really sticks in your head, so when you see one, you're like, hey, maybe I could play that. It's a want you really get.
I said, no, no, no.
Chrissy Halvorsen, Kanani's mom.
Because she likes to pick up things like that, and of course they end up in the closet or elsewhere.
Kanani swore to her mom that she wouldn't throw the instrument in the closet. She brought it home and started practicing. Her older brother, Keelan, was upstairs.
I rushed downstairs because I thought it was a wild animal. Saw her with a long tube and was even more confused.
And then after you found out what it was and what was happening, what did you think?
I was entirely amazed. It was a beautiful-ish sound coming from a stick, and I didn't know how it worked, and so I asked a lot of questions.
Kanani has been playing her didgeridoo for 3 years now. She's had to teach herself because there isn't anyone else she knows in Ketchikan who plays the didgeridoo. Her brother is impressed.
She's definitely improved a lot. It went from a semi-obnoxious noise, to be honest, into something we all enjoy hearing.
The didgeridoo is over 1,000 years old. It's still used to accompany song and dance in the Arnhem Land region of Australia.
But, like, what really motivates me to keep playing is that it's such a unique instrument, and really, unless you're in Australia, you really don't get the chance to see or hear or even play something like this.
Kanani is in 4 bands, 3 at Ketchikan High School and 1 other outside school called Soundwaves. She's been on a mission to incorporate this into this.
We haven't had occasion or any particular reason to hear her play it in here because this is a big band that is mostly saxophones, trumpets, trombones, and rhythm section.
That's Roy McPherson, director of the Soundwaves band, where Kanani plays trombone. The didgeridoo is nowhere to be seen at a recent practice here. But in a couple weeks, that's going to change. Kanani has a didgeridoo solo in the band's upcoming show during I Wanna Be Like You from The Jungle Book. And she's going to keep trying to play her didgeridoo in different settings. She's attending the Sitka Fine Arts Camp this summer.
And so I'll bring it and I'll talk to whoever is running the class and I'll say, hey, I have a didgeridoo. Is there anything that I should bring it in for?
And if Kanani keeps spreading the sound of the unique instrument, maybe she'll get fewer "what the heck is that?" responses and more people saying, oh, that's a didgeridoo. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.